Hey, everybody, welcome to Mom Said. My name is Gabe Gibbs.
And you'll never know my name.
Her name is Allie Gibbs, and Mom Said is a podcast made by three adult siblings. Why did I do it that way? I hate that.
That's not even the baseball. Is that the baseball way?
No.
There's a baseball way.
The baseball way?
Wait, yeah? Yeah, oh. When you're far away from someone, the best way to show them three is this.
Whoa. Welcome back to our sports podcast.
I knew something baseball.
Allie worked for LeBron James's company for a year.
No, I'm going to be honest with you. I learned that in gym class growing up.
Whoa. Trippy. Anyway, welcome back to Mom Said. It's a podcast made by three adult siblings, but it's not about that.
It's not about that.
It's often about that.
About da.
Today, it's about a couple of things. Allie went to London and went to some NASCAR driver's restaurant. We talk a little bit about the cool acting job I got recently. We talk about champagne. We talk about Grant and I have a little beef at the end, and Grant absolutely cleans the floor with me.
Yeah, Grant cracked me up.
Yeah, he had a whole lot to talk
and
about.
And yeah, we're happy you're here.
And if you're watching on YouTube, my dog Hank is here the whole episode. And he's asleep in this moment.
Thanks for being here. Hit it, Grant.
Oh, the things you can think and wonder and dream, far and wide as you dare. Oh, the things you can think,
when your things have been dry, in the blink of an eye, there's an element there. If you open your mind, oh, the things you can find, lining up to get loose. All the things you can think, when you think about Redacted, because he was an anti-Semite.
Confirmed?
I don't know. Maybe that was Walt Disney. I'm sorry.
Confirmed?
Doctor.
What happens? We're not going down this path.
PhD, do you think?
Who?
Doctor.
Oh, Dr. Seuss?
Yeah.
Yeah, was it one of those like...
PhD in what?
One of those Nerf PhDs. Do you know what I mean? Like, this is a stolen joke, but like people like... When they get given the PhD as an honorary one, it's like Nerf. It's not real. Those aren't real
bullets.
What
are you saying, Nerf? Oh, Nerf bullets.
Yeah, like it's not real.
Nerf basketball.
Nerf PhD.
Nerf degree.
Yeah, do you know what I mean?
I'm Nerf here this morning.
Like Nerf looks looks like it is what it is.
I'm but Nerf actually, in this room right now.
Full of foam. Full of foam.
I sent my foam body double to do did you the set, podcast this
did you
morning.
Set my camera and then I immediately moved from where I said I was going to be? Oh, okay.
Running up to get
yeah, I do think we should. It's like a stolen joke from somebody from somewhere a long time ago, but the internet is full of stolen jokes. So we can
credit
introduce
to,
Nerf.
You know what we should say?
Credit.
Credit to someone we didn't think of that.
Credit to someone we didn't think of that. Is there anything we've ever thought of, actually?
Yeah, everything else we've said.
Is all us?
Yeah. All original thoughts.
All original thoughts. Hey, welcome back to Mom Said All Original Thoughts.
Mom Said Pod, semicolon, All Original Thoughts.
A brand new podcast made by three adult siblings featuring all original thoughts.
Wow. Bet you didn't think it was possible in the age of the internet, but that's right. We're coming up with
brand new stuff. Stuff you've never heard before, like, oh, the things you can think. Dude.
You know what? I would be worried.
Go ahead.
I'd be worried we get nabbed for copyright for singing that song, except for that middle schools all across America are singing that song without licensing it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I heard once there was a playwright who was in New York, was like a friend of a friend, and was like, yeah, well, I had to shut down this high school production because they had like gender flopped or changed
Sorry,
some of the words or
grow
whatever.
Up.
I'm like, pull your head out of your Yale, your fucking Wesleyan, your
Let the
pull
kids
your
play.
Head. Let the kids, hey, if they're doing your play or if they're doing your musical. I forget who it was, but it was like a friend of a friend at a party that was like, we had to shut down this.
New philanthropic idea. I write a musical that's all songs for girls that sing good because every high school doesn't have a boy.
And can you feature one boy who's okay?
One but it makes okay him look good. Baritone.
Yes.
And the rest is about women. About
no
women
choreography
ages
for this boy.
16 to 18, absolutely shredding.
I think they did that and it's called Mean Girls.
It's called
there's like no there's like
what the fuck is it called? The Legally Blonde, the musical.
Yeah, that too.
Point being, I wouldn't even charge and I wouldn't even regulate. I would just say girls go crazy with it. Find yourself.
It's crazy though, like I get it. I'm a person who makes things and I don't want people to steal the things or change the things that I've made always. But at the same time, students!
I'm going to gender bend your whole comedy special and do it, but as a girl.
You. It would still play.
I'm going to be like, welcome everybody. Thanks for coming out tonight.
No
and then
changes.
I'm going to be like, so I was at CVS. I was at CVS giving ramen noodles for my wife.
Can you believe I have a wife?
Can you believe I have a wife?
I was hanging
all
out.
All the jokes still play.
I was hanging out with podcast guest Mike Liebenson, who went viral. We were talking about it yesterday. Were you there?
Wait, podcast guest Jacob has gone viral as well.
Okay.
Jacob Jeffries.
I don't want to be the one to have to say
not
it.
Not to take credit.
I don't want to be the one to have to say it, but if you come on this podcast...
You go viral. Angela's gone viral tons of times since she's gone.
We really platformed Angela.
That was so nice of us,
and that was so nice of us. Okay, Mike Liebenson went viral because he did one of his made-up songs in his car about The Pit. You know the show The Pit?
No, someone from work sent it to me and was like, LOL. And I was like, this is my friend. I've propositioned this man.
But did you see that the official Pitt HBO Instagram account took the audio and had the cast lip sync over his song?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Did they pay him?
No, but you don't have to. You just
cachet.
Take it.
Cachet.
Cash or cachet. That
There's
is the thing.
There's only two things I'm interested in, and it's cash or
cachet.
Or cachet.
Yeah. Hold on. I forgot this is a singing kind of show. There's only two things I'm interested in. It doesn't technically make the world go round, but it really helps.
They say money can't buy you happiness, and I say, well, sorta, kinda.
It can't technically make you happier, but it can lead to things that help you feel a happiness
There's
in your day-to-day.
There's only two things I want.
Two things I want.
There's only two things.
That's true, bro.
Can you
put cachet in a contract?
What about love, romantic or otherwise?
Here's my question. How many grams of protein are in love?
Well, for that matter, can you get energy from...
How many macros are... Like, are we counting the macros of love? Do you know what I'm saying? Like when you're feeling love, how is that netting out in your gains?
I have to imagine that cachet specifically is low-cal.
Cachet? Mm. I don't know.
You think it costs?
It's pretty sugary. Cachet is pretty sugary.
And cash? Fatty.
It can be fatty.
So love is the antidote.
Saturated.
Love is the antidote then.
Love is the antidote.
To cash and cachet.
Okay, so love then is produce.
I think we cracked it.
Love
Grant?
Love is GLP.
Love is GLP. Love is the Zempi. Hey, thanks for being here on this podcast.
Actually, do you mind thanking me for being here?
I was thinking, can we go to Gabe Camp real quick? I was thanking you for being here, listener, viewer, Adoit. And I guess I'm supposed to, let's go to the center camera. I guess I'm supposed to thank you for being here, Allie.
Well, I just got off an airplane and I'm jet-larged.
You got off an airplane yesterday and had enough time to sleep.
I'm jet-lagged still, and I'm nauseous from the jet-lag. And I think it's worth appreciating that I'm here. That's all.
Yeah. Thank you for being on your own podcast.
Thanks. Thanks for
coming onto your own podcast.
Not only did I show up to my own podcast, but I also brought every boy in the room
a coffee.
And
that's very kind. Gatorade. Zero. Gatorade zero shug. Here, hey.
Powered by Gatorade zero.
It is powered by Gatorade zero. I can see a bird hovering right outside the. Oh, it just.
Have you seen
in.
This
like
stuff about less shug?
What do you mean less shug?
There's a new Gatorade less shug.
Here's my.
Not zero. It's less.
Just none or all.
Okay.
None or all.
I can understand the desire for less shug if you're not into artificial sweeteners.
Why?
But you want it to be a little bit sweet, but you don't want it to be full fat.
None or all.
There's now coming out with a Gatorade less shug. Have you seen this, Grant? It's like 75% less shug.
They have Gatorade natural sweetener. They have Gatorade with...
cane shug?
No, like monk fruit.
Monk fruit?
Or Gatorade monk fruit?
Wow.
It's called Gatorade Fit. It's very good.
You've tried it?
Yeah.
Oh. New?
It was out maybe 3-4 years ago.
Whoa.
It's either monk fruit or stevia, I forget. But if you're avoiding artificial sweeteners, they have... natural sweetener.
Part of the reason I bought you guys juice this morning is because I went into the AM/PM and it said $3 for $5 and they rung them up and it was ultimately $6.50. So I don't know what that's all about.
What the hell?
But I didn't feel like arguing with the poor woman behind the counter because
why?
It's why not her fault.
No.
It's not her fault. So I just said, thank you. And I paid the $6.50. But guess what else was $6.50? Can I say? The gallon of gas.
Oh, dude.
Per each.
Oh, dude.
The gallon of gas per each. Thanks a lot, Obama.
Yeah, thanks, Obama.
Okay, but I want to apologize. Now that I'm back here, I can see that I did lower this camera too much. And you were right.
Yeah. Grant and I were doing some camera tweaks today. We got Grant and I working on technical things together is a funny thing to watch because I half know. Grant knows. But I half know just enough to piss him off where I'm like, should I do this? He's like, no. I'm like, but what if it's this? He's like, no.
I also half know and I don't involve myself at all because I have a feeling we would straight up full blown fight if I tried to involve myself.
You know, our dad's parents, you know, they decided that early on in their marriage, this is kind of a cool move. Do you know this? Mama and Papa decided not to do house projects together. Like if something needs to be repaired, they decided not to do it together early on as a way of like, our communication style is not useful in this setting. So let's just not do these things.
I know some couples that won't play board games together.
No, and here's the thing, respect.
Yeah.
What
I mean, however, you and Lauren get competitive.
We love that though.
Yeah.
I'm trying to bury her in the ground. Respectfully. Whoa. There's no greater way for me to show respect to her than to absolutely try to destroy her in whatever game we're playing, because that's a sign that I respect her and want to demolish.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I do. I get it. I think if you went easy on her, it would be completely insulting.
It's insulting.
As she is smarter than
you. I'm
trying
to smoke her ass.
Well, and she is smarter than you ultimately.
Totally.
So if you were like, let me go easy on this woman.
I'd be
rolling my eyes all the way to the back.
No, absolutely. And I'd be losing.
Can I talk about something?
That's the whole podcast.
It's having to do with my jet lag. I was in the city of London just yesterday.
Yeah.
Pip, pip, cheerio.
Yeah. And da-doodly-doo.
Pip, pip, da-doodly-doo is not London. Pip, pip, da-doodly-doo is not London.
What does Pip Pip to Doodly Do?
I don't know, but I don't think it's British.
It's a little more berries and cream than it is in it.
Pip Pip to Doodly Do.
Didn't we make a rule on this podcast that we're not allowed to do like bad British accent? Does that mean we can't do an accent? Or does that mean like it has to be good if you're going to do it? Or you just can't do it at all?
I think if we made a rule on the podcast that it has to be good for us to do it, we should just stop recording at the moment.
Because...
We're headed towards it.
Oh, I hear what you're saying.
So I was in London for the whole last week and I ate dinner at a famous establishment in like Soho area.
And they got one of those over there too, a Soho.
They have a Soho. I actually was like, the vibe of the neighborhood is Soho-ish. And someone was like, it is Soho. And I was like, every city has a Chinatown. Every city has a Soho.
Yeah.
Every city has a big landmark, pointy building, big clock.
Dude, so many big clock.
Big building.
Does LA have big clock?
LA has a horrible strip called Hollywood Boulevard.
Dude.
Which is the stinkiest street I've ever been on.
If you guys are listening and you haven't been to Los Angeles,
straight up, don't go to Hollywood Boulevard, though. There are so many things to see. I'm not just like, when New Yorkers are like, don't go to Times Square, it's so overcrowded.
Go to Times Square. Times Square is cool.
Yes. Hollywood Boulevard will disappoint you. It'll bum you the out.
It is stinking.
Stinking.
It's a stinking.
Tragic.
It's a stinking mall.
It's bad. Anyway.
It's a stinking mall.
London is big clock and a palace. How much do you think it would cost to buy that? Like if I wanted to get it for my house.
The palace?
Yeah.
I think it would cost more than you have, more than you'll ever have. It would cost you your life and you'd have to probably go back in time and then marry one of the creepy guys who's in the family because it's kind of famously owned by one family.
I couldn't buy it then. I'd have to pull a Meghan Markle.
Yeah. And she didn't like it when she got in there. She said, these fixtures are gross.
And then
we're moving to California.
And then Oprah said, were you silent or were you silenced?
And she said, neither, actually. The faucets were tacky, ancient.
Tacky as fuck.
It was so gaudy in there and no one would change anything.
You know what else I decided is incredibly California tacky? King. You know what else I've decided is incredibly tacky?
You interrupting me when I'm going on a Meghan Markle bit?
No, I was going to say vaping. Okay, so last week I was in London and I went to an old restaurant establishment called Bob Ricard. I actually think the name is even longer than that, but Bob Ricard is what everyone is calling it. And at Bob Ricard...
Bob Ricard. What kind of food is Bob Ricard? Can I guess? Bob Ricard, to me, I know this is in London, but this seems like an American sports car racer guy went over there and opened up a chicken and fries place. Bob Ricard.
Ricard. I had a
Bob Ricard.
I had a shepherd's pie. It was like French British food. He and it's beat like kind of fancy.
Dale Earnhardt Jr. in a race once and won enough money to open up his own place in London.
At Bob Ricard, at every table at Bob Ricard, there is a button. And above that, you would freak because you love pushing buttons.
I love pushing buttons. Metaphorically
and literally, above that button it says press for champagne.
Oh, this is what you posted.
Press for champagne, and every time you press it,
does
some
it
goofy
work?
Waiter, well, some goofy waiter comes and says champagne.
He double checks.
How many glasses?
He double checks.
Yeah,
he's
yeah,
not just gonna come
take your order because there's all different types of champagne too.
Because it's like a flight attendant where like you push the emergency button on a plane and they're not going to immediately assume it's an emergency.
Exactly.
They're going to come over and say, hi, you push the button?
Champagne.
He does that.
Well, that's just how British people talk.
Like that?
How many glasses?
Champagne.
How many glasses would you like?
Where in the British is this person that you're being from?
It was actually just like a normal British guy that came and took the order.
I wish I had a harpsichord. Can I find a harpsichord real quick and underscore you for your fancy? Keep going.
I had two glasses of champagne from the champagne man. I don't know what kind, but they came in those flutes that are like just the flute plus like a little stand as opposed to like the flute with the handle.
Yeah.
And I had a shepherd's pie, which had this gorgeous like, almost like someone had taken a frosting tip.
Oh, and of the
mashed potatoes. Oh. And then it was like, and then it had like a flame over the top. So they were like crispy at the top.
Oh.
And then there was meat and veggies.
Was it like lamb or what was it?
I don't remember. I think maybe beef, braised something.
That sounds good.
Anyway, question for you.
Me?
For both of you.
Okay.
If you had any button that you could have at any table that you were at. Maybe your table at home. that said press for what? What would it be? Could be food, could be drink, could be metaphysical, metaphorical, could be a person, place.
What if?
Oh, I thought we were going to say the same thing.
I don't know why this came to, the first thing that came to my mind was.
Say it at the same time. No, you go, 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 go.
We can say it at the same time.
You press and they bring you somebody one throws lemon a pepper gummy cluster wing.
In your mouth.
Dang.
I was thinking.
Press for gummy cluster and then you just open
one. Gummy.
The closest person to me perfectly throws a gummy cluster in my mouth.
Not, they don't even have to be on staff.
No.
Just the closest person to you.
I open my mouth and someone goes,
boom. And lobs it in.
Oh, with that level of heat on it?
Yeah. Wow, one lemon pepper wing is also a great idea.
Isn't that
great?
Because I could always down one lemon pepper.
Long term, I think I could always go for fries.
You could always go for fries. Yes.
Like, if you had a press for fries button and you're with friends and you were like, do you guys want some fries? Who's going to be like, nah?
This is a good, I know the Adoits will play along here. This is a good question for the comments. Let us know what you, would be
what your button is. Yeah, what's your button?
Press for what?
Press for what?
There's going to be some good ones.
Champagne is
turned down for what?
And also.
And also press for what? So did you guys use it for fun?
Yeah, and then we used it when we wanted the bill and they didn't like that.
Oh, really? You did. You did start using it as flight attendant call button.
Champagne. And he's like, can we get the check? And they were like, okay.
Yeah, we're like, ew, you don't understand the spirit of the champagne button.
No, we abused the champagne button.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah. I didn't want to.
Bob Ricard.
And then because we had had so much champagne, we went to a karaoke bar and we sang, Welcome to Miami.
I don't know that one.
Yes, you do. It's Will Smith.
Okay. Here I go.
I have one more thing to say about London, but I'll say it after you write it.
No, say it.
The other thing I have to say is
better than champagne button.
I've been to London a bunch of times and I've observed this every time, but this time around I was like, no, what is the fucking deal here? For those of you that have been to London in the last 5 to 10 years.
Not Grant.
You have? Every,
what?
Okay.
Everyone been to London but me?
Literally everyone in the world has been to London but you. Every souvenir shop, like in New York or any city, there's all these souvenir shops everywhere that say t-shirts that say I love New York and little figurines whatever, the Eiffel Tower or whatever.
Yeah.
These souvenir shops are filled. I'm going to go ahead and say, no exaggeration, a third of the inventory is Paddington Bear themed.
Yeah. He's earned it.
In the airport, in every shop everywhere, it's a kajillion little Paddington Bears.
He's earned it.
Has he?
Yes.
Is he the most famous thing to come out of London?
3 films, a Broadway show, Kindness.
What about Notting Hill? What about the Queen? You can't find shit with the Queen on it, but Paddington Bear is everywhere.
Okay, first of all, Notting Hill is one single movie. Second of all, the Queen, dead. Third of all, Paddington, around, bro.
And alive.
He's an ambassador, dude. He was born in Peru.
He
was born in Peru. And
I'm so glad you brought this up UK, because I watched Paddington in Peru on the way home because I was like, what's the big deal?
Paddington in Peru was not as good as Paddington. Have you seen Paddington?
I have.
Okay, Paddington is exceptional. Paddington in Peru was...
still
fine.
A good movie. Are people visiting London because of Paddington Bear?
Like, honestly, probably, dude.
And
it was such a viral movie that like
and
viral.
Continues to be.
It was such a huge movie that it makes people feel like London is a place they want to be because it feels so London.
Okay.
It's like Sex and the City has like all these tours that you can go take. You can take the Sex and the City.
I should have asked this to my people that I was with, but how are the British people feeling about Paddington, the bear, sort of being their ambassador?
That'd be sick.
You want a bear to be our ambassador?
Well, we're from Detroit and our guy is Kid Rock. I would rather have Paddington.
I don't think our guy is Kid Rock. I think our guy is Eminem.
Eminem? Okay, I like Eminem.
Yeah, Eminem's kind of badass.
Eminem
Kid Rock,
is
I don't
badass.
Claim Kid Rock.
I know, but Kid Rock claims us.
Trag. Anyway, but this is what
I've never been
in a city that indexed so heavy into a fictional character to represent their city ever.
M&M's.
Can't name another.
New York, M&M's. M&M's.
Wait a second. You're onto something.
No, I was saying no, M&M's.
Gabe, I can't wait till you go to London because literally everywhere you turn is this damn bear with his little hat on.
That's amazing.
Right, Grant? Do you remember that?
You have sort of a different brain than I do.
Interesting. This is the first time I'm hearing that you guys feel like you have different operating systems.
I feel like we're the same.
Yeah, you guys are.
Honestly, I don't remember that.
But I didn't spend that much time. I see this little man everywhere. I see this little man everywhere.
I believe you. I didn't spend that much time in London to be able to appreciate
that. I'm just saying, like, of all the ambassadors you could have for your country, Paddington's a pretty good one, dude.
Oh, my God. He has family values.
What about, like, Snoopy in Tokyo?
Family values.
Is Snoopy like that in Tokyo?
I think he is,
None
bro.
Of the three. I just caught a glimpse of your bear dogs.
I know.
Wait, are you barefoot under the desk?
I made eye contact with your toes under the desk and was like, whoa.
Walking down the hallway and doing a SpongeBob boot squeak with my bare feet.
Why were they squeaking?
I don't know.
Why were they squeaking?
You know, this is actually true. If I rub my eye too hard, it squeaks. You guys too?
Yeah.
This podcast is getting terrible. Let's do a...
Do a haiku.
A haiku.
Press for champagne, but don't abuse your power, and we will bring champagne.
Love.
Press for champagne, but don't abuse your power, and we will bring champagne.
They should put that on a t-shirt. I'm hydrated, so I had to pee. In the middle of my podcast, I got up and left, cause I had to pee, cause I'm hydrated, cause I got off a plane yesterday and looked at my face and I said, whoa, I aged 10 years. I only know one way to reverse that. That's Gatorade Zero down the gullet. I'm chugging, I'm chugging, I'm chugging, you know it. Gotta pee though. Gotta pee gotta during pee, my
though.
Podcast.
Gotta pee though. Gotta pee though. Gotta pee though. Yeah, we took a pee break.
What did you want to talk about this week?
Wow. She just came in from the pee break, immediately started rapping, and then threw it over to me.
Okay. Would you like me to...
No, you're right. I have a couple things I want to talk about this week. One is we made an announcement last week that I got to be a part of a television pilot, which was very fun.
Did we make that announcement?
No, meaning it was announced.
Oh, so we get to talk about it today.
Yes, but we can't talk about the content. Do you get what I'm saying? We can't talk about the content, but we can talk about that it was fun and it was cool and it went well.
Can I talk about how I went?
Yeah, you can talk about how you went.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're having an amazing moment here in the Gibbs family because things are about to get...
Quazy.
Quazy.
No,
that's
I don't
right.
think so.
Why not?
Quazy?
Brother might be on TV.
We shot a pilot last week, which means those that don't know, a pilot is a test episode where the people in charge will decide where they shoot one and they go.
They shoot one episode.
One episode. And it's the first episode of show and they show it to everybody internally and they test it. They do some tests and they go, do we like this? Should we give this a chance to be an actual show?
Does America want this show?
But what was so fun was I got to be, first of all, so lucky to be a part of it. Acting jobs are so impossible to get. It's not a.
That's why it's so embarrassing to be an actor.
Agree. It's not even like a. It's not a skill issue. It's not a effort issue.
Not to embarrass you further, but I was just talking to someone who was telling me about her boyfriend. And she was like, he's the best guy I've ever dated. Like, he's so wonderful. He's so thoughtful. He's so sweet, whatever. And then I'm like, it sounds amazing. He sounds like he's the one.
Uh-huh.
And then she's like, he's an actor.
We can't be dating actors.
And I was like, well, you better get... back on them apps, queen.
I do think there was an era where you could be dating actors because there was an era where, like, there was a lot of stuff happening in Los Angeles and right. a lot of money to be made and, like, 5,000 TV shows.
Now them boys will bleed you dry.
Now them boys, none of them boys be having work. There's just no work.
And therefore, no money.
You should be dating content creators.
You shouldn't.
Them boys have houses.
Let me do you one better.
Them boys
Let
have houses.
Let me do you one better. Doctor.
Doctor.
Lawyer.
Lawyer. Electrician.
Engineer. Plumber, even.
Electrician, plumber, the trades. These boys.
Teamster. These boys, Teamster.
We need those guys.
Those guys have pensions.
This is the problem, is you don't need actor.
And increasingly so.
Not an essential worker.
So you got an acting job
by
the grace of Gord.
By the literal grace of Gord. Because those are impossible to come by. And it's not, again, as I was starting to say, it's not an issue of skill or like effort or whatever. It's like so much just like timing and luck. And like, because every actor I know, we're all good. Every actor I know is good.
I know.
Every actor I know has worked as hard.
But it's a little bit like when actors are complaining about not having work, I'm like, I hear you. That's really frustrating. And you have a talent and a skill and you're working very hard. But it's almost like you entered the workforce by being like, I'm actually going to be a lottery winner for a living.
No, totally. It is a lottery.
And then I'm supposed to look at you and be like, I'm so sorry you didn't win.
I'm so sorry you haven't won the lottery. And you're like, but I've been buying scratch tickets for years.
Every day I'm grinding and I'm like, no, right.
And I don't want to diminish the work of an actor person, because I am one of those and it is a difficult thing, of course, blah blah blah.
Any but also, artistic endeavor is totally like saying I want to be a lottery winner for a living.
All of this to say is feeling such a gratefulness.
Me too for you.
Feeling such a gratefulness.
Me too for you and your wife and your baby, and you obviously earned it. You've worked very hard for a very long time. And so it's the luck paired with the hard work that makes you get here.
And you want to know what it actually was for me? Here's the thing. Anybody can be like a good at their job or do a good job. How do I want to say this? Anyone can like kill it on one day, but the process of this was like a bunch of callbacks, a bunch of chemistry reads, a bunch of like testing for network. And my friend Kobe, who has been on the podcast guest Kobe,
who is due to go viral very soon because of his presence on this podcast,
because we platformed Kobe. he called me before every single one and ran lines with me and
sweet boy,
and talked me into a good headspace before every single callback and every single like we made the tape together, like the initial audition tape. He helped me. He was like the one reading the lines on the other side of the camera. Then after
he
that, he was like,
a coach.
He is a coach. We got to keep, you know, got to keep the energy, right? So anyway, shout out to Kobe, who like totally got me in the right headspace. The reason I say the do a good job thing is like so much of all of the things that people do, you could do if you were in the right headspace. Any job. Of any kind. So I was
dating,
like presentation at work, anything.
Ordering lunch.
It's just if your headspace is out of whack, then all of a sudden things that you're normally really good at, you just can't do. So was so grateful.
Sport
was so grateful to Kobe for helping like keep my head screwed on when the opportunity
Thank
came.
Thank you, Kobe.
Anyway, we had a really fun time.
And I got to go sit in the live studio audience and watch it be taped.
Because
so
it's one of
I
those,
got to watch Gabe.
It's one of those sitcoms, like the old school kind, like Friends, multicam.
Exactly.
Like Friends, Seinfeld, Big Bang Theory.
It was so fun to watch it be taped, and it was so fun to watch. Because
it's like a little play.
It's like a little play, and I will say, not to be overly complimentative to Gabe, but sometimes I see him doing performances, and I'm like, oh, that's right. Gabe's incredibly talented.
Thank you.
But I don't think of you that on the day-to-day basis.
Because just an idiot boy.
Right, because you're
the day-to-day,
cause more than
boy.
That, you're a fucking idiot. So watching you at the taping, I was like, you're really holding your own. You look like you belong there. You did. You were funny. I laughed.
You.
Now, I will say, I pushed my laugh a little bit.
Thank you.
Like
for
you
doing
made,
that.
Like you made me laugh, but I don't. I was like,
you gave
this.
It a little. Well, because
that wasn't genuine
in the live audience, and Grant wasn't able to make it because he was working. So if the show gets picked up, he'll have to come to one, and he'll have to do his good job of when you laugh, you have to laugh in the way that you are laughing for America.
Yeah, I'm laughing on behalf of America.
Yeah.
It did genuinely make me laugh. But when I laugh at things, I'm kind of like...
But also, it's an interesting thing because unlike seeing a play or a comedy show, something happens, it makes you laugh, and then you keep going. In this kind of setting, you're watching a scene a couple of times.
Right, so you have to laugh a second time.
Yes, you're seeing the same joke twice.
So I see Gabe say the same joke multiple times, which, by the way, I'm well rehearsed in watching Gabe do the same joke multiple times. So that's fucking par for the course. But every time I'm going like this. America needs this show. America needs this show.
Please.
So
my daughter needs this show.
Anyway.
Anyway, if it doesn't go, no one will ever see it. If it goes, you'll get to see it, and it would be so fun.
So call your local representatives, call your senators, call your local government, and tell them America needs this show.
America needs this show. Anyway,
call your representative at NBC.
At NBC, I'm being very delicate because I'm not supposed to be like posting anything on social media or talking about it, but we can say that I did it, and it went well, and it was fun and a cool opportunity. Do you know what I mean? I can't say anything about the show or about any of this, but there will be more to come, hopefully. Anyway, that was that.
And if the show does get picked up, I'll tell you all the secrets. I know no secrets. And by the way, never tell me any secrets because I cannot keep them.
Allie hasn't signed the contracts that I've signed, so she can just say anything.
Well, also, people recently have been whatever. I have secrets in my life for a multitude of reasons. Sure. Everybody does.
Oh, yeah.
I'm full of secrets. People tell me things and I have to keep my mouth shut. I'm full of secrets.
Hey, you didn't hear from me, but I'm pretty sure I saw your coworker today.
I'm full of secrets. People tell me things and then ask me to keep my mouth shut.
Hey, you can't repeat this.
I'm full of secrets.
Hey, you want to know something, but you can't say anything.
I really feel like I need a... Maybe it's a therapist.
Totally. Totally.
But a person that I can tell all the secrets to.
I think that's a therapist. I think that's a journal. I think that's...
Journal? That's not satisfying. I want to watch someone's reaction.
That's what I think moms are for.
Okay. So I do tell mom everything. And I'm sorry if I've ever told you that I wouldn't tell anyone. I did tell my mom.
Totally. Hey, 100%. If you told me a secret and I'm supposed to keep it.
When I said I'm not going to tell anyone.
My wife knows for sure. My mom probably knows. My mom probably knows.
I don't have a spouse. So still, it's my mom that knows everything. Everything.
Of course. Of course. What?
She knows quite a bit, actually, now that I think about it.
She could take down every single one of your friends.
I saw a TikTok.
Mom could ruin the careers of every single one of your friends.
And coworkers.
And coworkers.
I saw...
And past and present lovers.
Totally.
Totally.
I saw a TikTok today of a woman being like, this is so like interstellar vibes, but the TikTok was a woman talking about a TikTok she's seen.
Hey.
And the TikTok that she saw was about a girl saying that she calls her mom twice a month.
Twice a month?
And the woman was remarking like,
wow.
I call my mom every 45 minutes. She knows where I am at all times. She knows what I ate for breakfast, whatever. How do you only talk to your mom twice a month? And I'm like, I talk to my mom multiple times a day. Unless I'm traveling. What about you, Grant? Do you call mom multiple times a day?
No, and I feel guilty about this. I love my mother so much. And I don't really call her that much, to be honest.
But you live in the same city as her.
I know.
So
I see her relatively often.
Yeah.
You see her a lot. But you're just not like a call-y kind of guy.
I'm not. I don't really call anyone like
no.
that.
No. Yeah.
Do you call your girlfriend like that?
Probably 4 to 5 days a week.
Call your girlfriend.
We text all day, though.
How? Okay.
Grant has a thing that he knows how to do, which is something you don't know how to do, Al. And I'll tell you what it is. Grant has this skill, and I don't think that you've developed this skill. It's a very unique skill to Grant, and I don't know if I can do it. I do it sometimes.
You definitely can't. I know what you're going to say. You can't.
And Grant can just go on a car ride and just be in the car. Grant can just go on the car ride and just listen to music and be alone with himself. Grant can just go on the car ride and have a little bit of alone time. And he doesn't need to call someone to fill the air. Oh, what is that like? What is that like? Oh, what is that like? What is that like?
I messed it up, sorry.
Grant can just sit at home and scroll a little bit or watch something on his TV or just sit there in silence, eat his food. It's not a big deal to him. He doesn't have to call someone or be listening to things out loud. Oh, I don't have that skill, so I will ask Grant, what is that like? What is that like? What is it like to just be alone with your thoughts and not have to drown them out by talking to someone else about nothing at all? What is that like? What is that like?
I will say, I don't mind being alone with my thoughts. I actually like being up there in my head.
It's
the problem
there.
Is way up there.
Not down there?
Why would I be down there?
Well, sometimes your thoughts are down there.
No. The problem is I'm a verbal processor. I don't know what I think until I talk it.
I understand.
Because you're the same.
I'm not as much as you, but I am.
I have to talk it out. And then as I finish talking it, I'm like, ah, there it is.
The difference is I inherently, maybe this is wrong, I inherently don't trust my first two thoughts. So I let my first few thoughts pass through before I start saying things out loud because I don't trust my first few thoughts. I know that those are not to be trusted. If my first two thoughts are also my third, fourth, and fifth thought, then great. Maybe those were initial instinct. But I let my first and second thought pass through me.
Hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because I know I've gotten enough feedback to know that those first two, I don't need those. I don't need those.
This comes from trial and error.
Yeah. A lot of error.
This comes from error.
This comes from error and error. Error and error.
I just watched the Rural Juror episode of 30 Rock. Should we do a voice note?
Yeah.
I genuinely feel like we've been sitting here for 3 years. And I love it, by the way. I never want to leave. Should we do a voice note?
Okay. Each and every week, you guys send us in a voice memo describing a problem that you have, and we try to solve it through the power of beautiful music, or at the very least, music. This one comes in from our friend. This one comes in from Josie's mom, Shelby.
Hello, my name is Josie, and I'm about to turn 5. Can you help me with advice for kindergarten? Thank you, Sterling Silver.
That's the cutest thing ever.
Did you hear that, Sterling
we
Silver, bro?
We have to stop swearing.
No, I know. Okay, just, so this is why
exactly
I didn't
what
want
I was going to say.
Yes.
I feel so bad about everything I've ever said now.
This is why I was nervous to do this one because I knew it was going to make the whole show have an identity crisis.
This is a kids show now just for Josie because it's the only show for Josie.
Yes.
And we're only talking about stuff Josie cares about
okay.
from now on.
Well, and what Josie cares about
Josie,
is Josie
hi.
Needs... Josie
thanks
needs,
for... Calling.
Josie needs advice for kindergarten.
Oh.
Can we play a normal chord progression?
Yeah, play something for Josie. Hi, Josie.
You're gonna do great. You're gonna be really smart and brave and strong.
You're gonna do great. And nothing at all could ever go wrong.
Just remember that to have a friend, you gotta be a friend.
And enter each room, making the hugest fart noise that you can.
No, no, Josie, don't do that. Don't
Josie,
do that,
go ahead and first day of school,
to have
walk
a friend,
in.
You gotta. Friend Josie,
to have a friend,
don't
do a really big
Gabe.
Fart on the first day of school. You should walk in and walk up to the biggest person in there, like when people go to jail and they punch the big guy to establish dominance. You should walk up to the biggest kid in your class and say,
or Josie,
and then say,
oops.
No.
Or Josie, say hi to your neighbor and tell them that you like their sweater. And then listen to your teacher and
raise your hand when you have an answer to the question, but the answer should always be,
Josie, no. To have a friend,
to have a friend, you've got to
be a friend,
do a big fart noise.
To have a friend,
you've got to fart
be a friend.
As much as you can. You hated that.
Josie, please remember, if you fart, it's okay. That's really normal. But you don't have to be farting on purpose all the time. That might have worked for Gabe and that might have worked for Grant, but you don't have to do it. And you're going to be amazing in kindergarten. You're going to be so brave.
It's going
to
be sick.
And you're going to learn so many new things and make so many new friends. And you're going to play.
Agree.
And you're going to know your colors.
There's
going to
be cool books.
There's going to be cool books. And you're going to have the best time ever. Go, Josie.
Go, Josie. Thank you for calling in, Josie. Guys, I'm pretty sure there's literally two kids who listen to this podcast,
well,
and both of them have made voice memos.
They're changing the framework of the whole
Yeah, we're gonna have to change the whole show. I do think now's the time to check in on Grant's, or do we do, oh my gosh,
Grant's,
do we do that before or after the Rankins?
I can't remember.
I can't either.
It must be different.
What is happening to us today?
I'm the one who's jet lagged.
Grant's journal,
sterling silver.
Listen to the tail on that thing, man. That was great.
I'm so hungry I can't think today, and there's nothing in my journal.
Not even title options?
I saw you writing things down.
There's one. I was writing things down about the production of this show.
Oh, he was working.
Yeah,
he was
working. I have one title.
Okay. So give it to us as the option, and we'll say welcome to tonight.
The title is Thanks, Kobe.
That's
yeah.
Cute.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to tonight's. Welcome back to this episode, which is titled
Thanks, Kobe. Do you have any thoughts that you want to leave the people with?
I have nothing in my journal, but maybe.
As soon as vamos lions?
The Adoids can leave their own journal in the comments. They could say.
Oh. Something that they took from this episode.
Have you guys seen, it's like so dated for me to even bring this up. Have you guys seen the funniest comment of all time, which was someone like oversharing on the internet? And the person commented underneath, did the journal factory explode?
Did the journal factory explode? By the way, someone on last week's episode was asking where you got your nail polish.
Was it these nails?
It might have been. They were like, cool color.
Thank you so much.
Gel?
I got them done.
Gel?
At the salon.
Gel?
Yeah, it's a Gel-X builder. And they actually put the wrong color on.
Okay.
But it was like one of those, like they do the shimmer powder.
Grant, I do think in the rankings that you're ahead. Do you have something else? Oh, you were just holding it open like a hymn, like you're ready to. Ha, 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 hallelujah.
At the Church of Grant, it would be like this.
I love doing those bits with you. It's so fun when we get to do bits where we're kind of teamed up, ganging up on Grant, and I just love when we're connected in this way. And,
okay, stop.
And
stop,
unrelated
stop,
to
stop,
that,
stop,
I think stop, it's stop. Time to rank the brothers.
have two brothers. They're both okay. Every week I rank them anyway. They're both silly and full of idiotness. But this week I rank them.
Get it over with.
I rhymed idiotness with over with.
Close slant enough. Rhyme.
Slant rhyme. Number one brother this week is. It's actually hard.
This is a first.
Normally, I feel really confident about my answer, but you guys are kind of like neck and neck.
Both mid. We're both so fucking mid.
You've both done nothing. Well, you guys both picked up dinner together last night. Both helped with the cameras.
Okay, can I make a case?
Sure.
Can I make a case? And then feel free to make a case, Grant. This is the first time that we've been able to make a case. I think I should win, and here's why. Last night, after having everybody over, which I love, don't mind hosting at all. After having everybody over, I woke up in the middle of the night, dry, dry, thirsty, thirsty. You know how these nights happen to you? I woke up, and I went to the fridge, and I opened up the fridge.
I know why your Brita was empty, and it was your wife filling your baby bottle thing. Yeah. I watched her do it.
I woke up this morning and I said to Lauren.
The mother of your children filling up the baby bottle thing.
I said to her this morning, I said, because I took the early shift this morning. Carmen woke up at like 4:15. I said to Lauren, I said, babe, I want you to know that I'm either mad at you or Grant. And she said, oh, it wasn't me. But you just outed that it was Lauren.
Did you use the Brita last night?
He was using the Brita last night.
I always use a Brita and I never fill up a Brita.
When I watched Lauren fill up the baby bottle thing, which by the way, you cannot be mad at her for, it was like before dinner. So if you use the Brita after dinner, then it probably was Grant.
So it's you.
That's fine.
So I'm mad at you. So this is my case. Is that...
Fuck Grant.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So Grant, go ahead. Would you like to make a case as to why?
My case is that... I was having a lovely time with my family and girlfriend, and my brother calls me and says, you need to drive the Giada because your car is behind me. Like, just
I
like that.
I walked out there, and he had parked behind me, and I said, sorry, you can't hang out with anybody anymore.
And so I drive him to Giada, right?
Yeah.
And he's so fat that we scraped my car on the cement.
No, no.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
It's the angle of the driveway.
He's so fat that we scraped my car on the cement.
No. This is making him win.
And
making her laugh is making him win.
And Gabe miscalculated when we needed to go to the sandwich shop.
No, it said 7:55 and we arrived at 7:57.
So I get a parking pass that's supposed to be 15 minutes and we're there for like 30 minutes.
Okay. I just came up with my answer actually.
Damn, I was barking up the wrong tree today.
I just came up with my answer.
I thought
actually.
He was like
Grant did just crack me the fuck up, but the person winning this week is going to be Gabe and I'll tell you what reason.
Yeah! Yes!
It just occurred to me that Gabe has socks on and Grant has bare toes in this studio.
Which is disgusting.
Which is disgusting ultimately.
And we're so sorry that even though you didn't have to see it, you had to picture Grant's little biscuits out. We're
little
sorry.
Biscuits?
He's got little toesy biscuits and they're out. Thank you so much for listening to the show, for checking in with us. We're so glad that you listened to the show. 2026, Piper, put your shoes on. 2026, girl, cook something.
If you're safe and if you're comfortable and if there's not a man there.
And if there is a man there?
He can figure it out for okay. you. He can get you Chick-fil-A.
2026, boys have more whimsy. 2026, enjoy yourself. We're coming up on summertime and I'm excited about summer. That's all I gotta say about that.
Incredible. And by the way, I just realized so excited it's almost for summer, summer too.
By the way, we're excited listening. For summer. We're so excited for summer. Thank you so much for being here. We're so excited for summer. Cheers to summer. Just excited for summer. Clock it. Bye. Hit it. Or we don't hit it.
To our youngest listeners.
Whoa. What fart is that, bro?
We gotta go.
We gotta go.
gold.